Está certificado mi juramento y desde hoy asumo la presidencia de la República para el segundo periodo, electo por el pueblo 2019-2025.
To the question of who is trying to overthrow Nicolas Maduro, there is one temptingly obvious and easy answer. Who isn't? The Venezuelan president has for some years now teetered on that thin and perilous line that divides the merely embattled from the outright beleaguered, beset as he is by myriad foes from all points real to imaginary. This week, there does appear to have been an actual attempt to tip Maduro out, a proper old-school coup d'etat affair, with sinister armed men vaulting from a furtive vessel on some cloistered shoreline in the first light of dawn, etc. Venezuela's Interior Minister, Nestor Reverol, gave a televised address describing an invasion by sea, a group of terrorist mercenaries, in order to commit terrorist acts in the country, murdering leaders of the revolutionary government.
Del gobierno revolucionario.
As observers of Venezuela's recent history will know, Venezuela's revolutionary government says something of this sort about pretty much everything that happens, so some of what follows must be assumed to have an asterisk alongside it. Much of the information about these bizarre events has thus far come from the Venezuelan government, whose word for anything is worth roughly as much as Venezuela's currency. This would have been a much, much more potent joke before the Venezuelan Bolivar was reformed a couple of years ago, when a 15-kilogram sack of 1,000 Bolivar notes would buy you a single chicken. But as inflation in Venezuela is still running at north of 3,000%, it'll hold. Here, anyway, is what we think we might know so far about this week's shenanigans. It appears more or less certain that on Sunday, about a platoon's worth of foreign operatives, maybe 13 men or so, attempted to splash ashore near the port of La Guaira, just the other side of the Cordillera de la Costa mountains, which separate Venezuela's capital, Caracas, from Venezuela's coast. Whether or not someone had been warned to expect them, the landing did not go as planned. 8 of the invaders were reportedly shot dead by Venezuelan security forces, and 2 survivors arrested. Weird though all this was, on Monday a second boat was intercepted by Venezuelan authorities, all aboard arrested, and things became even weirder. 2 of the detainees were US citizens. ID documents were shown on Venezuelan television, identifying them as Luke Denman and Aaron Berry.
Iron Sack, a professional mercenary of the United States, confessed, a security member of Donald Trump, and Mr. Luke Alexander Denman, also a member of Donald Trump's security.
Alexander Denman, igualmente miembro de la seguridad de Donald Trump.
A mild tug on this thread led to Jordan Goodrow, a much decorated former U.S. Army Special Forces medic, now proprietor of Florida-based private security firm Silvercorp. Goodrow had already been named in an investigative piece by the Associated Press as the brains, well, this may not in the circumstances be quite the right word, behind a scheme to overthrow Maduro with mercenaries operating out of Colombia.
At 1700 hours, a daring amphibious raid was launched from the border of Colombia deep into the heart of Caracas. Our men are continuing to fight right now.
And right here might be the single most bizarre fact of this entirely bizarre yarn. The AP story went live on May 1st, and the amphibious invasion nevertheless went ahead on May 3rd. Most plotters of coups d'etat, on seeing their plan laid out in advance on the newswires, might at least consider postponement. Or maybe they figured that's what Venezuela would expect them to do. Even more oddly, Jordan Goodrow himself gave an interview in which he pretty much confessed to everything.
So you're saying there is a contract?
Absolutely. I have done everything that the contract outlined, the agreement. I have done everything. I have, you know, we have gotten funding from Venezuelan Uber drivers from everywhere have contributed to this cause, right? It's almost like crowdfunded the liberating of a country.
The question, well, only the biggest of the many, many questions now prompted is, who was really behind this fiasco? Various outlets have shown what appears to be a contract signed by Gaudreau and Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido last October, promising Silvercorp $213 million for its assistance. Guaido predictably denies everything. Equally predictably, Nicolas Maduro claims that ultimate responsibility lies at the White House, that this was a Bay of Pigs scenario, i.e. a rerun of the famously calamitous 1961 attempt to overthrow Fidel Castro with a militia of semi-deniable Cuban exiles organized by the CIA. Fueling this particular fire is the exhumation of footage of Jordan Gaudreau providing security at least one of President Donald Trump's rallies. Trump, predictably, denies everything.
Nothing to do with our government.
And President Nicolas Maduro, improbably and altogether undeservedly, survives to carry on wrecking a country which has no excuse for not being prosperous, secure, and happy. Indeed, it's hard to imagine that Maduro could be any more pleased with how things have turned out. Nothing delights those who rely on conspiratorial paranoia to stay in office than proof that everybody actually is out to get them. For Monocle 24, I'm Andrew Muller.